Sheshalu koigin lechem. They asked the right way, like Rashi says. Sheevsha liyos blei lechem. That you can't live without food, without bread. So bread, they had a right to ask. They asked the right way. Is a meilanita lem koigin. It was given to them the right way. The Rashi baboiker sheyeshoyis lechinoim. That you have time to prepare for it. Marshenkei bosareis. They had a lot of cattle. Because some said the ish like chaygin, because them said they had meat, they shouldn't have asked for meat. By saying in bread, they had a right task. Rashi says here, next Rashi here, bosa sholosh like chaygin, mitoch keres malaya, shere mikne rav hoylehem. They had a lot of cattle, they had meat, so they shouldn't have asked for it. So therefore, they asked for shloik chaygin, so they received the shloik chaygin. Rashi says, yorad lehem imcha sheichem. The meat first came at night time. Sure, shayna ruyel asakin oiso. Ad shas asuda, and at night time, the time you want to sit down to eat, so you're not going to have enough time to prepare the meat. That's why you didn't get it at the right time. Now, you should have received it in the morning, and instead Hashem first gave it to them at night time because they didn't ask the right way. Tomorrow says, Mikan limdu Torah derech eretz. The Torah called upon him a teaching us derech eretz. Shlo yoichal odem bos rela balayla. That the time to eat the meat is only at night time. In other words, even though they asked Shloik Hoygin, and they got a Shloik Hoygin, but I call upon the time Tidur is at night. If the time Tidur is by daytime, so what do you mean they got a Shloik Hoygin? Very good. They got it at night, and when is the time to eat the meat? The next morning. So perfect. Get the meat at night, and you have the whole night to prepare it. Elamai, since they received the Shloik Hoygin, it's a rayam, that the right time to eat meat is at night. So if eat it at night, you should get the meat in the morning. They first got it at night, that was Shloik Hoygin. But I call upon him, derech eretz is tita meat at night. Fredi mora kasha ay v'yom rabaya, hay man yisle sudoso, lelech lelo v'yomama. Someone that has a suda, he should only eat it by daytime. And we had before, the pshat was because the daytime when you could see it, the better you could see the food, the better you enjoy it. So here, why do you eat meat at night? L'chur it's dark, you should eat meat by daytime. Fredi gemara kein yomama karminin. He didn't mean to say v'davke at daytime, the daylight. He meant to say you should eat it when it's light, light day. So in other words, if you eat at night, you should have candles there to make it light. But in front of light, that's a good thing to eat. Trashi kenya mama means bar havuka. Have a torch there. As long as it's light, then you can enjoy the food. Omer Rabbi Yachav Rabbi Yaakov. V'etchilo hoyo Yisrael doimim ketana goylim shemenakrin v'yashpa. At the beginning, Klai Yisrael didn't have any set time when to eat. He used to nibble the whole day. He used to gnash the whole day long. There's no such thing as having a meal in the morning, meal at night. He used to gnash the whole day. Ad shebo Moshe. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came, v'kovo lehem zman suda. He told them when the zman teat. Ba'boikah and beruf. You should have a meal in the morning and a meal at night. That's a zman kibua. Rashi, v'kovo lehem zman kibua, ba'boikah and beruf. The Pasuk says, ha'bosar adenu ben shineyim. That the meat was mamma still in the middle of the teat. And they got killed, the Magefa came and killed them. Uchsiv, another Pasuk says, Ad Chodesh Yomim. No, the meat was by them for a complete month. So it's a Sira. If they died right away, what do you mean to have the meat for a month? So Akeit said, Beinanim Liyalter. The people that were Beinanim, not Tzadikim, not Rishoyim, they died right away. They didn't have to have the painful of a month, but rather as soon as they started to eat the meat, right away they died. Liyalter Mesu. Mashenkin Rishoyim, Mitzarin Vaholchin Ad Chedesh Yomim. The Rishoyim, they had a lot of painful life. So they had pain for the whole month. The whole month, the meat was inside them and gave them a lot of sorrows. But so at the end of the month, first they died. The Pasuk says, Vayishtichu, that they went out to look for the shlov, for the meat. Is Omeresh Lokish, Al Tikri Vayishtichu, Elo Vayishchatu. Whatever they looked for, they had to make a shchita. That the Yidden really, they're mechuyev shchita. Now, if you're asking for the boss of the yes, shloik hagin, really they're mechuyev shchita for it. Then it says, vayishtachu, it says shatuach. They went looking for it all over. Tone mishmeid Rabbi Yeshua ben Korchon. Al tikri shatuach doesn't mean they went to look all over for it. El is shochet. It means they made a shchita. They shechted it. In other words, the slov was a bird that was toyin shchita. that with the mon, they also got the shlov. It was something they had to make a shchita run. So Rashi malamit shashlov, dove shatoin shchita hoya. Omer Rebbe, v'chi mikan atalomit, you learn it out from here, that it was something that needed shchita. V'aloi kva nema, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, v'ayamter alayhem k'ofor sher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down to them, like dirt, the share the food, like oif konof, and this is going on by the mon, that with the mon they received an oif konof, they received the bird. So we know what came down with the mon, the shlov was a bird that needs a shchita. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yoimer, the Pasuk says, Vizovachto kasher sivasicha. There's a mitzvah to make a maisa shchita, kasher sivasicha, like I once commanded you before. The Mashma Moshe was commanded before to make the Hilka Shchita. Melamech and Itzave Moshe al Haveshet Melakona. Moshe already had the mitzvah to make a Shchita, to cut the two simonim, the Veshet and the Kona, the windpipe and the food pipe. Al Roiv, and Al Roiv Echot B'yoif, the Al Roiv Shnayim V'Behema. By an oif, the Locha is, you just have to cut Roiv of one of them. That's a Kosher Shchita. And by a Behema, you have to at least cut Roiv of both of the simonim. So Rashi says, "V'zavachta kasher tivasicham." V'loy matino ba Torah tivu asvicham. It doesn't say in the Torah clearly where Moshe received the mitzvah to make the shchitim. Heich mikana talomed shenim tzru loy hilcha shchita peh. That this was halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told us in Baal Peh halacha of the shchita. Elamat tamud loy. So we know already that there was a mitzvah of shchita. So Melo Moshe had the mitzvah to make the shchita on the eifos. What does the Pasuk say, Shatuach? Melamed sheyorad lahem mashtichin mashtichin. That the shlov, the birds came down, piles and piles. At one shot, a lot of them came down at one time. Rashi mashtichin, hashlov voy also lefneim, aloris mashtichin. The shlov was like lying down in front of them, like a pile in a pile. That's where the shlov was lying down.
Weiter.
Ksiv lechem, Uchsiv Shemin, Uchsiv Devash. Hey, by the mon, it says all these three Lashonis. It was like bread, it was like oil, it was like Devash, like honey. Izam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Lina'orim Lechem. For young children, it was like bread. It's good for young people to eat bread. Liskanim, for older people, Shemin. It's too hard to eat bread, for them was good oil. Litinokis, for young children, the Tinik, is Devash. They only like honey. You have to drive them with honey. For them, it tasted like honey. Rashi lechem yofel b'churim is bread is good for young people. The shemel is kainim with vashet tinoikis. Ksiv shemel kitam l'shev shem. Right. Ksiv shlov. The pasuk says shlov. That really you should read it with a shin like shlov. The karin and slov. We read it with a sin slov. How come? Is amar abichanina tzadikim oichlen oisoy v'shalva. The tzadikim were able to eat it in peace. For them it was our shlov. It was good. It was shalva. That's slav. It was like thorns. Rashi cuts in Belashan army. When they ate this chicken, the meat, it came into them like thorns. Amar Rabbi Chanan bar Rava. Dalid minei slav hain. There are four different types of these quails. There are four different types of birds. V'elu hain. Shichli, v'kivli, ufisyuni, ushlav. Slav. Those are four types. Malya the Kula, what's the best one of these birds? Shichli, that's the best one. And Griya the Kula, the worst one of them all, is Slov. The Heve, the Slov is Kitipurta, like a young bird. Looks like a small young bird. O my Svinalei Betanura, when you put this small bird in the oven, the Tofach and Madrashi, Miroiv Shumnoi, who Niftach Venasav, it has so much fat inside it that the mamas blows up in the oven. The tofach blows up. They have a moly tanura, and the whole tanura is filled with the shlov. O masikin leyachreis the ripa, and you put it on top of 12 loaves of bread. The yachreina, even the bottom loaf of bread, ain't in the chelas elade terubis. Since there's so much shmalt, so much oil dripping down, even the bottom, the 12th bottom bread, you can't eat by itself. It's too much full of shmalt. You have to eat it with something else. Shrash Yatefa Rifa, Zu al Zu, Rifa Kikres, with Achtone Nachelf, Meroy Vashumin, Hanibla Bob, Chol Shchein Al Yonis, Avad Ratap, one you couldn't eat. Even the worst one was pretty good. weiter. Rabbi Yehuda mishtakach le beidani. Rabbi Yehuda used to find these type of birds in between the barrels. He said, Nesap, that's where he used to find the shlov. In his times, he also found birds like that. Rabbi Chizda mishtakach le beitziva. Rabbi Chizda found these type of birds near the wood. Beitziva means smaller pieces of wood that used to use for firewood. Rava maitzile yarisa kol yomim. Rava had a norris, somebody that worked for him, took care of his fields, and every day he used to bring him this type of a bird. Yom echod layaisi. One day it happened that the oris did not bring him the bird. Izoma mayhai. So Rava said, how come? What happened today? Mayhai. Is solak ligra. So Rava went up to the top of the roof. Shomali anuka the kamer. He heard a kid say this pasuk. Shomati vatirgas bitni. I heard something and my bet I got shook up. My stomach got shook up. Izoma shma mina noch nashed Rav Chizda. So Rav Hold Mistam, what happened was his Rebbe Rav Chizda was mace. Uvedil Rabba ochel Talmida. Because of the Rebbe, the Talmud eats. In other words, calls the man his Rebbe Rav Chizda was alive, he was zeicha to get the bird every day. By shaking now that his Rebbe Rav Chizda was mace, he's not zeicha to get the bird. So Rashi Rav Chizda chamua de Rava heavy for Rabba heavy. It was his father-in-law and his Rebbe. Uvedil Rabba b'schus harav hayeicha Talmud. What calls the man your Rebbe's alive, the Talmud gains from it. So calls the man Rav Chizda was alive, Rava was there to get the bird. But now that Rav Chizda was mace, he didn't get the bird. See, the pasuk says, Vatal Shech Masatal. Mashma, the dew went on top of the mun. Or see, another pasuk says, Overedes Hatal. Mashma, Tal went on bottom of the mun. Is Omrab Yasib Rebbe Chanina. Tal, the dew, Nilmala, Vital Mamata. Both Sukmaremis. First went down a layer of dew, of tau. Then on top of that came down the mun. And on top of that it was covered up with a top layer of tau. It was as if it's lying in a basket. Kufsa in a closet, or in a drawer. It's like lying in a drawer. In other words, it was covered up on top and on bottom. Dak mechuspas. It was very thin, mechuspas, lashnofla, covered up. So what does mechuspas mean? Amresh Lokish, Dove Sheni Muach al Pisa Sayad. Mechuspas means something that melts on your palm. In other words, the mon, when it went on your palm, it melted right down. But Mechuspas Nutrikin. Yab Yechne Nomar, Dove Shenivla Bemosayim Viaboyim Ushmoina Eivorim. It means, in other words, when they ate the mon, the Klai Yisrael, they didn't have to go. Nothing came out of their body. It was Nivla inside them. It was Nivla inside the 248 Eivorim. The mon was Nivla inside the body. Mechuspas for the Gemara to the heavy, no? Mechuspas with the Vav is more than 248. Amrav Nachman Yitzchak, Mechuspas Ksiv. It doesn't have the Vav there. So without the Vav, at least in Tilim, it says without the. No, Mechuspas Ksiv, yeah. Yeah. So without the Vav, it's good. It's the Gematria of 248. Tana Rabbonin. Lechem Abirim Ochalish. Pasuk in Tilim says, that lechem abirim, strong bread, the people ate. That means, lechem shemalcha yasharis oichlen oisai. Divri of Akiva. As when Klai Yisrael ate the mun, it was a type of a lechem that malachim ate. Very good lechem. Ugeshenemru dvorim lefne Rabbi Shmuel, when they told over what Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shmuel, omalehem, tzu v'yom lel Akiva, go and call Rabbi Akiva, Akiva tisa, Akiva, you made a mistake. How could you say this is the bread that the malachim eat? Do malachim eat bread? The pasuk says, "Lechem lo yachalti, or mayim lo shasisi." Says it by Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was like a malach. The 40 days is upstairs, and he didn't eat. He was like a malach. So you see, malachim don't eat. Elo mani mekayim abirim. What does it mean? The pasuk lechem abirim ochal. It means lechem shenivla b'mosayim v'yaboyim u'shmoyne vorim. It means the mon was a type of a food that was nivla. It swallowed up into the 248 of Orim, and there was no waste. Nothing had to come out of the body. The Pesach Mashmim know that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they had to have like a shovel with them, and when they had to have let waste out of the body, they had to go outside the Machzor, and they had to cover up the waste. Mashmim, something did come out of the body. And now you're telling me, since they only ate the mun, nothing came out of the body. And with the Gemara, Dvorim Shetagri Umas Olam, Mechrin Oysa Lehem. It means when they're in the Midbar, True, nothing grew there, at least according to some portion, but the Goyim, the Tavrim, used to sell food to them. So they came and they sold real food to the Yisraelim. So when Yisrael ate the regular food, that food turns into waste, that something came out of the body. So on that food, on that waste, the mitzvah was the Yoset Yilachalaz Necho. From the mon itself, there was no waste. We have laws about Parati Yoimer. No. Af Devorim Shetagriyum Aserlim. Even the food that Shetagriyum, the merchants, the Goyisha merchants, sold the Yidin, Mechulem, min mon mafigen. The mon, since they ate the mon also, it even made that food to be nivla into the body, and there was no waste. So right, even from the food they bought from the Goyim, there was no waste. See, if so, Elamalni Mekayim v'yosa tiyalachwal aznecho, so what does the Pesach say? You have to have a shovel with you to cover up the waste that comes out of your body. Aye, there's no waste. And the Gemara li'acha shesochor, after Rashi shenis leninu, akach shomru b'lechem akloikel, after Klai saw complaint about the mon, then taka there was waste coming out of the body. But before that, there was no waste. Is Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Yomarti Yia Kamalachi Asharis. I'm going to give you bread that you'll be like a malach, at least at this point at least, that you won't have to have any waste come out of your body. You'll be okay. Of Achshav, now that you complained and you said, no, the lechem is going to kill us, you thought that you're going to burst. You see, you weren't going, nothing was coming out of you. You thought you'd bust open, you started to complain. The Abishah said, Ani Matriya Choysam. Good, I'll make it now that you'll have waste, but our Kopon will have a big tircha. Because when you're in the Machne Yisrael, you couldn't go to the Beit HaKisa right in front of you. But you had to walk outside the Machne. Every time you had to go, you had to walk Sholosh Pasois, Mamish three Pasois. The Yechzir of the Pasuk says, Vayachnu ala Yarden, mi Beis HaYishimois, ad Ovel Hashitim. That's how big the Machne Yisrael was when they were in the Midbar. The Yom Rabba Barachonah, I saw that place. Who Asram? I saw that place. To have a tloss of pasoyim, and that place was as big as 12 three pasoyim. That's 12 mil. That's pretty big. That's like 6 miles. So every time they had to go to the Beit HaKisa, they had to come out to walk 12 or 6 miles. So that's what Hashem told them. Because you complained, you'll have it worse. They told him, we went to the Braisa. Kishanifnin. When the Klai Yisrael in the Midbar had to go, they had to let some waste out of the body. Kishanifnin. A nifnin lerlef neim. They weren't allowed to go in front of them. For lerlef neim, and they couldn't go in the back of them, on the sides of them. Elalecharein. They had to walk mamish in back of them. Means in back of the machna they had to walk. In back of the gimel or the three or pasois. The drash lerlef neim, lerlef neim. Shein yoidim leizet sad anonim hochim. They didn't know which way the onan is going to turn. And it's not nice to walk over the shmutz. Therefore you had to walk dafkin back, gimel pasois. By the Viato, Klaiso started to complain. After they had the mon, they complained, Viato, Narshen Yavesha, our body is going to dry up. Ain kol. Nothing there. In other words, they were complaining that no waste was coming out of the body. The body is going to dry up. It is Omru, the Klaiso said, Osid mon zer, Shetifach v'meyayim. That it was going to come out. Since nothing is coming out of our body, all the mon we're going to eat eventually is going to burst. Our kishna is going to burst. We're eating and eating mon, and nothing's coming out. So soon it's going to burst. Our stomach's going to burst open. Klum yeshulud isha. Shemachnus v'enu moitzi is a possible personal human being. Could keep on taking in and in and in, and nothing comes out. You have to burst. Oge shenemru devrei yem lefnei Rabbi Shmuel. When they said over this word, what we're dashing now in front of Rabbi Shmuel, Omelahem, from the same post that we had before, Al tikri abirim. Don't dash in his pasuk and tell him that lechem abirim ochalish ela evorim. That means dover shenivla b'masayim v'yaboyim shemayin evorim. In other words, Klai Yisrael was wrong. Really, this was a tremendous chus and an easy way of life that the food you eat is just nivla inside your 248 evorim. And elechanami, there's no waste. You don't have to let anything out. Elamani mekayim b'zoyav kashuk. Yes, before the pasuk says v'yoseti luchal aznecha. That the terrorists said that when in the Midbar, they had to have a shovel with them. That when they had to let some waste out, you have to cover up the waste. Are you telling me now there's no waste coming out of the body? The terrorist says, Bidvorim sheboyim lehem from Dinas Hayom. That the food they got from Dinas Hayom, they brought along food with them, whereas like we had before, the merchants of the Goyim came to the Eden in the Midbar and gave them food. So that food, when they ate it, it's like a waste came out. So Vrach, another pshat is, what does Lechem Avirim mean? Ochal Ish. That means Zeh Yoshua. The Lechem Avirim means it goes on Yoshua. Sheyorad Loimon.